Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And 508-996-0500 is the number to call in. As you were getting up and getting ready this morning, we were talking earlier about the lack of affordable used books anymore. I have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app regarding that, with the Wareham Bookshed being a treasure trove of tomes. A place where you can get some great books. In fact, I've already had people that have reached out to me and said, I'm going to be going there on either Wednesday or Saturday, the only 2 days that they're open. And I'm going to check it out for myself. Because I think there are a lot of people who are still voracious readers who just don't have access to cheap books anymore. I mean, like I said, every time I go into Savers, I probably walk out with a book, $4 or $5. But then they're just stacking up and I haven't even read them all. But when I picked up the book about spiritualists and especially about Maggie Fox from the Wareham Bookshed, I started that. So I'm doing a dive into that and we'll see where I go from there. I still haven't finished Killers of the Flower Moon. Still haven't finished a couple of the Nathaniel Philbrook books that I have. I mean, I've got all these books with like bookmarks in them partway through. But it was only recently that I've been able to start reading again because it was bothering my eyes for a long time. And then I got these progressive lenses and that's made all the difference. But anyway, so you can read about that at WBSM.com and on the app. And also read about that rooster that beat the hawk that tried to come and take it away. So I had mentioned that we have a new contest up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app if you want to enter there. So in addition to, we still are going to be giving away Lewis Black tickets. That show is next Thursday, a week from this Thursday. So you still have time to enter to try to win tickets to that. But we're also giving away tickets to an event that's happening this Sunday that is really unique and sounds like a lot of fun. It's called 360 All-Stars. And it is described as a reinvention of a traditional circus. Let me give you a little bit of a description here. Instead of acrobats, it's breakdancers. Instead of a juggler, it's a basketball freestylist. Instead of a unicyclist, it's a BMX rider. 360 All-Stars explores all forms of rotation. The B-boys and the BMX riders spin. Loop artists make the music rotate. It's everyone being the best at what they do in rotation. That's why it's 360. So the 360 All-Stars will be coming to New Bedford High School's Braunschweigel Auditorium on this coming Sunday, March 17th at 4 p.m. You can get your tickets now at Zeitarian.org. It's a production of the Zeitarian Performing Arts Center. But as you know, they're going through their renovations, so they're holding events in other places, and one of them being the Braunschweigel Auditorium. So that's where this is going to be on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. So you can still purchase tickets from Zeitarian.org. Or if you want to go on and try to win tickets, you can go to our app. You can go to our website, WBSM.com, and just click on the 360 All-Stars story, and you can enter right there to try to win tickets. And we will give those away a little bit later on this week. So you've got a couple of days to get in there and enter. And then when you do win, your name will be put on a list. So you don't have to worry about coming down here and picking up any tickets or anything. You'll be put on a list. You can just show up on Sunday and check in at Will Call, and they will let you in to the show. And it's at 4 p.m. on Sunday, which means by that time, all the roadblocks will be cleared up for the New Bedford Half Marathon. Maybe you're going to go to the city in the morning for the half marathon, and then you're looking for something to do afterwards. Well, this would be a great show to go and see. So, and as I mentioned, there's still tickets available at Zeitarian.org, but why not try to enter to win some and get them for free by just filling out a few lines at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. All right, we've got some phone calls here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Spooky. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
You're getting better then, right?
Yeah, still get tired at night, but that's going to linger on for a few more weeks, they said, and then everything else seems okay.
Well, that's good. Hey, you mentioned Savers before, okay? Mm-hmm. And maybe you would know this because I don't know this. You know, Savers to me seems to be like a large Salvation Army like you used to have down on Route 6 there going towards Wareham. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And the question I have is, you know, going in there a lot of times in the past, you know, things weren't priced too expensively. They gave the stuff for nothing. They seem to be a little upscale on their prices. Where does their money go to? In other words, are they a charity? I know a Salvation Army went to the Salvation Army, but and what they do. But do you know who profits from Savers, or does anybody profit?
So Savers does profit, but what they do is they work with nonprofits. So the idea behind their business model is they'll partner up with local nonprofits, and those local nonprofits will bring them items in bulk, and then Savers will pay them for those items. And then they'll go and they'll sell those items in the store for their own profit. And then what they'll also do is they'll take the items that you donate, that you bring to the store and drop off, and they will sell those too, and they'll make donations to other nonprofits. So it is a model that does support nonprofits, but it's not like going to the Salvation Army where all the money that you spend goes back into the Salvation Army.
Okay. All right. So they don't make any profit off it. They sell it to nonprofits. Savers.
No. They do make profit off of it. They are a for-profit company, yes.
Okay. Is there a person that owns Savers or a company?
Yeah, it's a corporation from what I understand. Let me just look it up here. It's it's a publicly held for-profit thrift store retailer headquartered in Belleville, Washington. So
Okay. I often wondered, you know, and to me, you know, you go through there, sometimes there's some things that are deals, but you got to kind of be selective, you know, as to what you choose to buy and everything. And, you know, there's some things to me that they get in for nothing, and actually they're overpriced to me. You know,
yeah, there's a lot of things that I kind of shake my head at, but I've walked in and gotten a lot of, you know, brand new with tags items and Savers. But also I was just there yesterday, and, you know, I'm buying jeans there because I have to, you know, take into account that I'm only going to wear them for hopefully a month or two before I'm a different size. And I'm looking at some of the jeans, and, you know, you can get a nice new looking pair that's $16, or you can get a pair for $6 that has stains all over it. And I just think to myself, like, who is buying these stained up items for $6? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why do they even put it on the shelf next to, put it on the rack next to, you know, clothes that are new or next to new? I just don't understand why. You know, take those if you think people need those badly enough, take those and donate those to the people who have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I bought some jeans from them quite a while back, and I've wore them out. I wore them out, but they were real nice, and the price was right and everything, and it was in the Fall River Savers I found them, you know. So that's what I mean. Sometimes you can find something that, you know, it was really like, it was almost like a dressy jean, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I've basically worn them out wearing them, to tell you the truth, over the years. But it was a good deal. But at times shoes too, I found, you know, brand new, and, you know, the price again was right, maybe $5-6 or something like that. But there's some things I go in there and I go, gee, you know.
Now you walk in there and you know, in the New Bedford one, you know, people's used shoes are $16-$20.
Yes. That's exactly what I mean. I think they were running shoes that I got, some Nikes. They were real nice, and I think it was like about $6. I says, hey, this is a deal. But yeah, you look at some other things that they have there, and I think they could get a lot more stuff out of there and maybe make a lot more profit if they, had lower prices than what they have. Well, I always felt Salvation Army was fine with the price that they had, the one in Wareham.
So the one thing, too, about Savers is I think they try to work on a model where they send out a lot of coupons to try to, get people to come in. But the interesting thing about... they'll put out an email. You can get these coupons with a little code that you scan that you can save, 30% when you go through the register. Mm-hmm. But one thing about the Wareham... Salvation Army. So back in the old days when the only ones around here were New Bedford, Mattapoisett, and Buzzards Bay, they would, wherever you donated to, that's the store that would put it back out on the shelf. So I would always go to the Mattapoisett one because you would get really good stuff and it was really cheap.
Yeah, they did have a lot of good deals.
But by the time the Wareham one opened, they had kind of regionalized things. So things were getting donated and then they were getting kind of sent out to different stores. So it wasn't donate here and then come back here and buy it.
Yeah.
And what I noticed is that a lot of the prices went up as a result. And one day I found out that the guy who was the manager of the Wareham Salvation Army would go through the donations that came in and would look for things to sell online on eBay. Mm-hmm. And he would, the money would go to the Salvation Army. But I'm like, why are you selling these things on eBay when people are donating them for them to be sold in the thrift store?
Yeah.
You're ripping us off of the chance of coming in here and finding a deal.
Yeah, I never knew that.
The model changed. But, you hear the stories. I don't know if you ever heard the story about Merv Griffin?
No, go ahead.
So apparently Merv Griffin wore very expensive suits. And these suits were so expensive that they were also very expensive to dry clean. So he would take them to his dry cleaners and they would charge him like $100 a suit to dry clean them. Ridiculous price. So what he would do is he would take his suits and he would donate them to the Goodwill. And then he would go back to the Goodwill a week later and buy them all back because he found out that they would take them and they would have them dry cleaned and then put them on the shelf. So he would go back and buy them dry cleaned for like $15 a suit.
Who would think that Merv Griffin would do something like that?
I don't know if it's true, but it's just a story that's been going around for a long time. So,
let me ask you this question. Is there a Salvation Army anymore in New Bedford? Or they're out of New Bedford completely?
They're out of New Bedford. The closest one now that I'm aware of is in Taunton, and that one is, less than spectacular.
Gee, I'm surprised no place in New Bedford because I would feel that, I go through the Savers in New Bedford, and there's always people in there looking for deals, and I would think that Salvation Army, would be able to find a storefront someplace in New Bedford that they could, do their good deeds, hopefully. But the Merv Griffin story is funny as heck, though. That's funny. All right, Spooky, you take care of yourself.
Take it easy.
Nice talking to you.
Likewise. 508-996-0500. Again, I don't claim to know the veracity of that Merv Griffin story, but I was told that story a long time ago, and I thought that it was fascinating, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was true. But it's certainly, and those days don't exist anymore. You couldn't go and donate to some place and then go back and buy it a few days later anymore. And now it goes to centralized locations, and who knows where it's going to end up and all that. That's why I like Gifts to Give, because it's 100% going to help people. It's very affordable. I mean, we're talking $4 for a pair of pants, $4 for a shirt, and, brand new a lot of the times with tags, or if not brand new, close to brand new. I mean, I've gone there and bought things that still have the sticker on it from the store, like, the size sticker that it's like a piece of tape they stick on clothes. It's incredible, some of the deals that I've gotten. I got a brand new pair of Sonoma boots when I was there on Saturday. They were $15, but of course they were 75% off because everything was 75% off. Just huge savings. And then I take all the clothes that I'm undergrowing, and I will take those down there and I would donate those because most of them are still in really great shape. I've only worn them a couple of times, or in some cases never got to wear them at all. So, it's just, to me, it's the way to save money as I'm going through this weight loss journey, but also a way to kind of help out. And I know I could bring them to a consignment shop or sell them on eBay or sell them on Poshmark and probably make some profit off of it. And, some of the items I may do that. You know, I've got a leather jacket that's too big. I bought it at JCPenney at the beginning of the winter for when it was really, really cold and snowing and all that, and it never really got to the point where I needed to wear it, and now it's too big for me. So yeah, I'll probably try to sell that somewhere where I can make some of the money back I spent on it. But for the most part, if I'm walking into Gifts to Give and buying a shirt for $4, wearing it a couple of times, and then can't fit in it anymore because it's too big, I have no problem bringing that back and donating it so somebody else can have it for $4 or somebody that needs it can wear it. And for those of you who are like, I could never wear used clothes, I could never wear clothes from a thrift store, I'm fine with you feeling that way because that means it's more clothes there for me. That's the downside, though, to losing weight is now I'm competing with other people for the sizes that I need. I'm wearing like more common sizes. So I'm competing when I go to these places to try to find them. Before, when I was looking for 4X, you know, it wasn't a big deal. If there was 4X, I was the first 4X guy in there looking for it. But now that I'm just an XL, there's a lot of people that are an XL. When I was a size 48 jeans, you know, a 48-29 was, if they did exist, nobody was taking them off the shelves. A 38-29, good luck finding those. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning, Lamone. How you doing?
What's shaking, Playboy?
How you doing?
Yesterday morning, you said something about, you were like, I said, I'm not going to sleep in this chair. I'm going to get up, go to bed. Who are you talking to when you said that today? Who were you talking to when you said that yesterday?
Oh, I talk to myself all the time.
Could anybody else see you talking to yourself if they were over visiting you? You know, when you said that, you know.
I probably said it in my head.
Okay. You said like you said it out loud. Like, you know, I'm getting ready to get up. You know, like you made, like you were broadcasting it.
No, I mean, I still sometimes I'll talk out loud to the dog, even though the dog died, you know, 7 months ago.
Do you still feel him around sometimes?
Yeah, she's there. I can sometimes kind of hear her, call her, or, you know, sense her presence. But for the most part, it's just I'm used to having talked out loud to her because I was alone. So it gave me somebody to talk to. So I kind of just keep doing that.
Because that's good. You know, at least you talk a lot of work. So once you get in that mode, it's hard to slow down, so I guess. So another thing I was noticing yesterday, Ariel, she sounded different. Didn't she sound like she was older when she was talking yesterday? She sounds a lot older than she did the last time she was up in the morning time.
I don't know. She sounded the same to me, but maybe we've aged her by making her work later in the day.
I know. She sounds mature. I'm not like saying like you know, grown. She sounded like she's like maybe 10, 15 years older. I don't know. Thinking like that. And also, back in, I would say 20, it's been about 10 years, maybe a little more than 10 years, I went to a Savers out here and bought two pairs of 501s that were made in April of 1912. And wow. I sold one of the pair for like $3,000. And I got the other one, and I just thought about it. I totally forgot about it. You just said, start talking about it, but I think I know where it is. And it's like, but you know, when they made them, they have a string, you know, like with dates they do, and it's between the first and like the 15th, that was when, you know, the Titanic sank, and so that was a big thing. These Japanese people bought them for them. They talked about it being a big thing because of the Titanic sinking. So that was a big selling boost about that. So.
Well, I can tell I feel like I've hit gold when I find a pair of like 90s vintage Levi's on eBay. So I can only imagine what it was like to have ones that were, you know, 100 years old.
Yeah, I've seen ones that were a little older than that. But there's this one I saw was like a size 65 or something like that. Literally, it's huge-anic. Wow. And it's like, you know, way bigger than I've ever gotten. I mean, you probably could squeeze it together. Maybe me and the skinny Tim now, this skinny guy.
Well, there was a pair that I saw on one of the, might have been eBay or something, or Poshmark or something. There was a pair of vintage 60s Levi's that was up there for $2,800. So, I mean, they do have value.
What were they selling it in Japan?
I didn't really dig too deep into it. So, but the other thing about it is, you know, they do last, especially the older quality jeans. And they tell you, you know, you're not supposed to wash your jeans every time you wear them. You're supposed to wash them every four or five wears because you don't need to wash them every time. I still like to try to wash them as much as I can. I got to hold you there, Lamone, because I got to take a break before the news.
One thing people could do is like, you know, put like Febreze on or whatever the case, and shake it and slice and shake it and then stick it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And that's a really good way to do it like that. And like, especially if it's hot outside, you know, it's always soothing to have something cool against the skin.
You're like the opposite of Kramer. Kramer would only wear clothes that he had taken out of the oven. You only wear clothes you take out of the freezer.
They don't call me popping fresh for nothing.
All right. You have a great day.
They don't call me popping fresh. Have a good weekend.
Take it easy. That is, have a good weekend. It's only Tuesday. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, it is time to go now into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
More voters head to the polls today ahead of the presidential election, the risks of artificial intelligence, and in New York, decriminalizing adultery.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Several states will hold presidential nominating contests today on the path to the November general election. Voters will head to the polls in Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Washington. This as both President Biden and former President Donald Trump are assured to win their party's nominations. Trump is expected to clinch the nomination when the voting is done, Biden probably by next week. Former President Trump thinks a TikTok ban would only empower Facebook, which he called an enemy of the people. Speaking to CNBC Monday, the likely Republican presidential nominee said there's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad with TikTok, but he predicted that banning it could help Meta, which owns Facebook, double in size. A new report says the U.S. government must act quickly to avoid the risks of artificial intelligence. Those risks range from national security threats to, in a theorized extreme case, an extinction-level threat to the human species. The report, commissioned by the State Department, was released Monday. It was compiled after talking with more than 200 government employees, experts, and workers at cutting-edge AI companies. The Consumer Price Index, a key indicator of the state of inflation, is due out today. This is Americans expect high inflation to stick around over the next few years. That's according to the New York Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Expectations. The expectation is that the inflation rate will be up 3% a year from now. A dramatic scene in Northern California as the warden and three other top managers were ousted Monday during a surprise raid at a federal prison. It's an apparent escalation of a years-long sexual abuse investigation at FCI Dublin, which led to previous charges for corrections officials. And a Long Island lawmaker wants to decriminalize adultery in New York. According to the state penal code, adultery is still a Class B misdemeanor, although since 1972, only 13 people have been charged and 5 convicted. New York Assemblyman Charles Levine has introduced a bill to repeal and decriminalize the act of adultery in the state.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
Old Rochester Regional High School has reason to celebrate this morning. The Bulldogs are off to the state championship, beating Pittsfield High on the basketball court at Worcester State University last night. The score 82-72. The Celtics became the first team in the NBA to reach 50 wins after blowing out the Portland Trail Blazers 121-99. Team closes out its road trip tonight at 9 against the Utah Jazz. The Bruins unable to extend their winning streak to 3 games after falling to the St. Louis Blues 5-1 at TD Garden. They visit Montreal on Thursday, and the Red Sox host St. Louis in spring training today at 1:05.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Today is going to feature tons of sunshine. It is going to still be breezy, but at least temperatures will be warmer. We're headed to a high of about 56. For tonight, clear skies, chilly lows dropping into the lower 30s. Meanwhile, your Wednesday will feature sunshine and a high again in the mid-50s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth, home of the $29 oil change. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto, 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And, you know, in an ordinary world, adults can attend youth sports without any issue. By the way, congratulations to the old Rochester Bulldogs for moving on to the state finals. And no issues, as far as I'm aware, at that game. But in Rhode Island, that wasn't the case. Over the weekend, there was more than one instance of unruliness at basketball games. First, on Friday night, there was an incident at a game that led to all of the spectators being removed from the gymnasium. A middle school, Jenks Middle School, that had a large and unruly crowd during a girls' basketball game. The police were called to help the school resource officer, and police then escorted all the fans from the gym before the game resumed. Nobody was arrested, but they had to play the rest of the game in an empty gym. It means their parents didn't get to watch, teachers didn't get to watch, fellow students didn't get to watch. Providence Journal reporter Eric Rube was there, and he told WPRI that in his 20 years of covering high school athletics, outbursts have always been a problem, but that it seemed to have escalated recently, especially with parents. So here we have on Friday an entire gymnasium emptied because people couldn't behave themselves during a basketball game. So that happened Friday night in Pawtucket. Saturday morning in North Providence, three men are arrested, a fourth person then later charged in an incident at Birchwood Middle School during a basketball game that stemmed from a call that was made during the game. Two coaches, Gregory Adams and Patrick Marchand, and a parent, John Angel, were involved in the incident at Birchwood Middle School. All three were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, although they did not press charges against each other. But they do have that disorderly conduct charge from the police. Timothy Volpe also faces a disorderly conduct charge. He was not arrested at the time, but he was arrested later based on video review of what happened. But the players in the game in which this call was made that led to a fight between grown men, the players were between the ages of 5 and 7 years old. 5 and 7 years old. We're talking instructional league. When I coached 5 to 7 year olds in basketball, we weren't allowed to keep score. When I coached that age group, it was all about just teaching them the fundamentals and teaching them teamwork, and it wasn't supposed to be about winning or losing. But a call was made in this game that led to grown men getting into a fight. What is wrong with people today? What is wrong with parents at sports games? I don't get it. 508-996-0500. I know you've had some horror stories that you can share, and I would like to hear them. Let's go to the phones now. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad today. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I wanted to ask you if you have the full lowdown story that I heard on the radio, and I couldn't get the whole story, but it was insane, about these two women that propped up a dead guy in the car and brought his dead body over to the bank because they were going to rip him off at the bank. They had known him, or I don't know if they were taking care of him, but then he died. He was in the house, and they propped him up in the car and went to the bank and to rob him, and they got caught.
Yeah, it sounds like the plot from Weekend at Bernie's 3, but it actually happened in real life.
Now, that was on the BSM News, so you must have heard of it on the news.
I heard it yesterday on America in the Morning when I was on my way in. And when I heard it, I tried to make a note to look it up and find out more, and it kind of went out of my brain. But from what I understand, they lived with him, but they don't know what the relationship was between the two women and the man. But they were apparently living in the home with him.
Right. Well, they had some nerve to do a thing like, I wouldn't even want to touch a dead body, never mind, sitting them up in the car. And by the way, that movie with Bernie, that was a great movie. I watched it more than once when it came out.
So there was, a few years ago at the Rhode Island Comic Con, they had a Weekend at Bernie's reunion where they had all the cast members there. And I was the person that was running some of the panels. I was kind of like the MC for some things. So my job was to bring the celebrities from the convention floor downstairs and bring them upstairs to where they were doing the panel. And so I had to round up all the Weekend at Bernie's cast members. And I got to spend a good like half an hour, 45 minutes with them, you know, just kind of hanging out, waiting for their turn to go. And it was, they're really, really fun people and very, very funny.
That must have been great. That's great to be able to do stuff like you're in a lucky spot. You know that?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to.
And everything.
Yeah, I mean, I always, you know, just happen into things. Yeah. So.
And real quickly about the Sabres, my mother and I were going there for years and years and years. One day, I mean, they have these big sales sometimes, 4th of July, this and that. So one time my mother and I were there, we were there quite a bit, and the line was all waiting for them to open. It was outside the door, a very long line. So as soon as they let us in, my mother went her way, I went my way, and I wasn't even in the store, not even 5 minutes, Mr. Weisberg, not 5 minutes. And here comes this lady from the back of the store with a shopping cart full of stuff straight to the register. I went right over to her. You know my mouth by now, Mr. Weisberg. I'm not letting nothing slide. I went straight over there. I said, excuse me, you just came in the store. You were standing in front of me in line. There's no hell way that you shopped within 5 minutes to get all that stuff. No, I don't speak English. I said, yes, you do. You speak English. I've seen you here all the time, you and your sister. And I called for the manager. I said, are you letting your friend shop the night before and putting this stuff in the back? For this lady to come out from the back with a full carriage, you know, that is a shady store. I picked up women's shirts that I knew would fit me. Some of them had a few light stains on them. And I go over to the counter. The shirt was $13. I said, listen, I want to buy this. It has a big stain. Can you lower the price a little? I'm going to try to get the stain out. No, no. A lot of these things, they all come in tagged already. That's a lie. They don't come in priced. Maybe some do because they switch things around from different Sabres stores, and they switch them around, and they bring them to different stores. My mother and I have seen shirts and shoes in the store that have been there for months because they look like they belong in the garbage, and they're $9, $12, $13 for a pair of shoes. If you look them over good, they're not all like that. Some shoes look pretty good. But you turn them over, the bottom looks like they've been through World War II. I don't know. But they need to get rid of stuff, lower some of the prices, and they let them things hang there so long that when you go in the store and you're looking at stuff, you think you're going to see something different. But a lot of times they cram so many clothes on one row that you can't even separate them to see the clothing. And you've got to pull a shirt out. And when you're pulling it out, 10 of them are falling on the floor. So they're overhanging them. And a lot of those that have been there for months and months and months.
I do look at some of the shoes and I say, who do they think is going to come in and buy these?
That's right. They're sitting there for the longest time. And, you know, when the Salvation Army was in New Bedford, I mean, me and my mother, we hit them stores. We knew all the workers, very, very, like family. We'd go in all the time. And the workers get to take a lot of things home that they want. At the end of the day, when that store's closing, this I'm talking about when it was on the avenue, Salvation Army, and Bentley Street, right there. And they would take home whatever they wanted. And I don't think that's right. Just because they worked there, at least pay a little discount or something. No, they would put things in the back on the side. And at the end of the day, those workers would go home with the best bedspreads and curtains and things. We hardly ever got a chance at it. And I complained plenty. They all knew me. They all knew me. Not that my mother and I never got anything. We did. And I'll tell you, the Salvation Army, I would rather have them because you could get good T-shirts and all that look new for a dollar, a buck.
Yeah.
And I've called the Salvation Army, the main office downtown over here. I think they're still on Purchase Street, unless they moved. But I've called several times over the years and said, why can't we still have a Salvation Army store in New Bedford? And their answer was always the same. They don't want to pay them. Nobody wants the job. That's a lie. I have friends my age that would love to work in there and even volunteer their time. So there is no real reason for there not to be a Salvation Army store in New Bedford. If anybody else knows anything about why we don't have one or what we can do, maybe get together and see. Maybe they don't want to pay rent. That store on the avenue used to have a big leak in the ceiling. They used to walk in, you could see little pails all the way here and there in the store. I mean, it was ridiculous, but I'd still rather have a Salvation Army here than not have one. We need it, really.
I agree.
Thanks for the call. Thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
And hold on one second here. Just had to cough there. The need for, you know, more thrift places, I think, is definitely out there. There are a lot of places out there that you wouldn't think of as a place to be able to thrift clothing. You know, we know about some of the ones that's kind of what they focus on, but there are ones that are more than, you know, that offer more than just clothing, but also have that too. And I'll share some of those with you. But somebody did message me and ask me if I'd ever heard of Walt's Mobile Closet, which brings their mobile closet to people with their free clothing program for those who are in need. And I'll have to look more into that. That's pretty interesting. I could give them some of my clothes. And also, we were talking about Savers and some of the things. Like, listen, I like going to Savers. I don't always love what I find there or the people that I have to deal with. And by that, I mean the customers, not the staff. The staff's always been great to me. But I do look at some of those things and I'm like, who, you know, you see they have like the nicer shoes, the nicer jackets. Those are all now in a special section that you have to ask somebody to come over and let you look at. And then everything that's on the shelves, you know, there's a lot of good stuff out there, but there's a lot of stuff that I, like we were saying, who's going to buy that? Who's going to buy these ripped up, stained up jeans? Who's going to buy these shoes that you can't even put on your feet? They're falling apart. They look like, you know, floppy shoes a clown would wear, yet they have them on the shelf for $7-$8. I would be embarrassed to take those shoes and buy them and bring them downtown to where there's homeless people that don't have shoes and say, here, I brought you a pair of shoes. They'd look at me and be like, what? I'd rather not wear shoes than wear these. So I get it. Some of the stuff I scratch my head at, but there's also great stuff to be found too. You know, I've walked in and found polo sweaters, Ralph Lauren polo sweaters with tags still on them for $11. Now, I did see somebody post on Facebook, they know somebody who goes to thrift stores and just buys the clothes and puts them on. I'm still going to wash them. Sometimes twice. Because you know what? A lot of it smells like fruit punch to me, and I don't know why, but it does. All right, I got to take a break. I'm late for it. We'll be back in a few moments. Hey, do you want to save some money on some delicious food? Well, check out SeizeTheDeal.com right now because we've got a ton of great deals up there for you, and you're saving half price on all of them. You're getting everything for half price. How about $50 in gift certificates to Canned Heat Craft Beer for just $25? How about $50 to Me and Toho for just $25? How about $50 to Fat Cousins for just $25? How about $50 to Common Pub and Grill for just $25? $50 to Yozakura Sushi, $25. Or you want to save even, you know, you want to spend even less? How about $25 to Wame for just $12.50? Some of the best Chinese food around for half price. So check out SeizeTheDeal.com and you can get all of these great deals for yourself. And if you don't already see all of our local New Bedford deals, just go up there into the little location thing and change that to New Bedford, and that'll take you right over to all the New Bedford deals. But SeizeTheDeal.com, that is the place to go to get some of these certificates before they're gone. And you can buy as many as you want. You know, you can buy two of each one, but you can go and buy two to every single one on the page right now. Nobody's going to stop you. So check it out, SeizeTheDeal.com. All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.